You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker.
Hope Hop, that's what it is. Let it take hold of you. Hope Hop, that's what it is.
The story is told of a bird who had his wing covering his face and he was crying uncontrollably. A friend of that bird came to that bird and asked him what's wrong. And as the bird removed the wing from over his face, he saw that the bird's eye was plucked out. The friend of the bird says, "Oh my goodness, I see why you're crying." And the injured bird said, "No, I'm not crying because my eye is plucked out. I'm crying because I let it happen." So many times in our lives, we allow people to disrespect us, to pour negativity in our lives, to talk down on us, to belittle us, to tell us we're not worthy. And the biggest problem is not the fact that they say negative things or they do bad things to us. No. The biggest problem is that we allow it to happen. You know, there are a lot of us who are bullied as kids, or there are a lot of you who have kids who have been bullied or are being bullied. Bullying is running rampant in our society nowadays. And the sad reality is that bullying has caused many young people to take their own lives because they feel they're not worthy or they're not good enough. And adults, you are not counted out in this conversation, because the truth of the matter is there are a lot of you adults who still fight the battle in your mind, fighting those voices that constantly tell you you're not good enough. But I'm here to dispel that myth and to encourage you and to inspire you and let you know that you are good enough. You are worthy. You have value. You have worth. And God has a plan for your life. That's what we're going to talk about today on the Hope Hop Podcast.
You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker. Daily inspiration with real, relevant, and relatable topics on love, relationships, life, and more. The Hope Hop Podcast.
You are listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with yours truly, Lonnie Barker. I am your host, and I want to take this time to thank you for listening today. And today's episode is about you. Yes, you. If you can hear my voice, this podcast episode is for you. Although you may not want to admit it, I know you've dealt with low self-esteem in your past, or you've dealt with anger or depression or the feeling of not being enough. And I know you've had a great childhood and even had some success in your adult life, but I know without a doubt that there have been moments where you doubted yourself, you doubted your potential, you doubted your gifts, you doubted your abilities, you doubted that you would make it. Can we have a candid conversation today? Did you know that some of the main causes of depression in adults are abuse, physical, emotional, sexual abuse? That abuse can increase vulnerability to depression later in life. Conflict can cause depression. Death or loss of loved ones can cause depression. Even genetics. Yes, genetics can be a cause of depression, illness, or other personal problems. And psychologists say that depression is the number one leading cause of drug abuse and suicide. Next to depression is anxiety. Anxiety is the top representing concern among adults, followed by depression, then relationship problems. And I'm from the school of thought that anything that you won't expose, you won't heal. Anything that you fail to deal with, you will fail to heal. And depression is causing a lot of you to miss out on maximizing relationships in your life, whether that's relationships with your significant other, with your children, with your family members, with coworkers, or with friends. And today I want to talk about ways we can overcome that depression and ways we can live a life of victory and joy, true joy, not just happiness, but joy that comes from the inside and exudes itself out. You know, in our times of despair, the Word of God is an excellent source of hope and comfort. Scripture can give us a powerful reminder of God's love and our own potential for joy and greatness. You know, many people suffer from feelings of depression as life brings unwanted changes and losses. You can find encouragement and gratitude in God's Word for depression. Scripture can be a powerful source of inspiration and healing spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Yes, I understand that there are prescription drugs that can help you with depression, but these are only temporary fixes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against prescription medication because God has given doctors the wisdom and the ability to use medicine and science to help heal physical ailments. So I'm not against medication. But one thing I can say that has been tried and true, even in my own life personally, is God's Word. God's Word can be a powerful source of inspiration and healing for you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Coupled with God's Word is prayer. Yes, prayer. Now, what is prayer? You know, a lot of people have this misunderstanding that prayer is just going to God with your laundry list. A lot of people have this misunderstanding that prayer is going to God and giving him this list of I wants. I want this. I want that. I want this. But did you know that prayer is a two-way form of communication? Not just us talking to God, but allowing God's voice to be clear and letting him talk to us. As a father, there's nothing more frustrating than having my kids come to me only when they want something. I don't know about you, but to you parents out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The only time your kid calls you or when they text you is when they got their hands out asking for something. Isn't that frustrating? And I can't help but wonder if God feels that same way about us whenever we go to him only when we're in trouble or only when we have a desire or only when we want something from him. But I wanted to let you know this. Whenever you establish a true, genuine, sincere relationship with God, just like any other relationship, when you love someone, you have a desire to want to know them. You have a desire to want to spend time with them. You have a desire to want to know what their likes are, what they desire, what their dreams and ambitions are. And I really believe that God wants that with us. God wants us to have a close-knit, one-on-one, intimate relationship with him where we can not only just talk to him, but he talks to us. And I believe that once we allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough and accept the truth that with God, there is safety. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. When we can truly rest in God's presence and rest in God's love and understand that there is nothing that surprises him, there is nothing that catches God off guard about us. God knows us inside and out. God knows our end from the beginning. God knows our weaknesses. God knows our mess ups. God knows our bad choices, even before we choose them. God knows the things that we do, even the things that we think about doing. God knows them. And you know what else? He still loves us. He still longs to have a relationship with us. He still longs to be present in every area of our lives. And I think that's one of the things that we who deal with depression fail to remember or fail to recognize or realize. See, depression causes us to go deeper into this emotional basement of our lives, where we sink deeper and deeper and deeper because we feel that we can't fix our own problem. That's what causes more stress, more anxiety, because we feel like we can't fix our own problem. But did you know that the Bible says the battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to God? Some things we try to take on, and those are the things that we're supposed to give to God. I got some scriptures that I want to share with you that I truly believe will help you if you are battling against depression in this season of your life. Number one, I want to start with Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah chapter 40, 31. And it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. The second one I'd like to share with you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. This is what Jesus says. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Dear friends, you have no idea how much I've leaned on Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Once I began to meditate on that scripture and internalize that scripture and make that scripture practical in my life, it was the key that unlocked my freedom from depression and anxiety. Yes, I still have moments where I deal with it, but whenever I'm reminded of this scripture, it allows me to cast all my cares upon him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you." We are living in a troubled time. We are living in an era where mental health issues are at an all-time high. We are living in an era where there is so much conflict, so much division, so much anger, so much dissension, that we need God's word now more than ever in order to fight against the wiles and the schemes of the enemy. I have another scripture, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I love that scripture as well. I'll give you another. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." Another scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. This is the NIV. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God," hallelujah, "and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Glory to his name. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. I'm going to share one more with you. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. "For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." That's also from the New International Version. But I like the version from the New King James, and it reads this: "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Beloved, did you know that the fear and the anxiety that you are dealing with, it was not given to you by God? No. Fear is not from God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Whenever you can't get your thoughts together, whenever you start feeling confused, whenever you start to believe the lie of the devil, remember that God has given us the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. God is not the author of confusion. So when the enemy comes to try to cause you to go into this place of confusion and bitterness and anger and anxiety and depression, you have to use God's word against the enemy. Even if you just use this one scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." If you can just memorize that scripture for this week, you have to take baby steps. You have to take baby steps. You have to crawl before you walk. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Declare it to yourself. "For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." You don't have to fight this battle of depression alone. You don't have to fight this battle of anxiety alone. No, because you have a God in heaven that wants to come into your life, and he wants to give you power. He wants to teach you how to walk in love, and he wants you to operate with a sound mind. Did you know that the devil is the father of lies? "For the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have life more abundantly." The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Anytime that you hear the voice of the enemy telling you you are not enough, anytime you hear the voice in your head telling you that you are not going to make it, anytime you hear that lie in your mind that you are sick, anytime that you hear that lie in your head that your children will not make it, that's a lie. And because the devil is a lie, everything that he tells you is not truth. Let me go a little bit deeper. So if the devil is telling you that you will not make it, and you know that he is the father of lies, that means that you are going to make it. Yes. If the devil tells you you are not good enough, that is a lie. And because he's the father of lies, that means you are good enough. Yes, you are accepted in the beloved, and God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't know what you're dealing with right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what this week has in store for you, but you have to keep in mind that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You do not have to fight this battle alone. All you have to do, my dear friend, is go to God and sincerely ask him to give you wisdom, to give you peace, to give you strength, to give you perseverance. And whenever we ask of God and we believe, we shall receive anything that we ask of him, because we believe. And God loves us more than any earthly father or mother can love their children, because he is our heavenly father. We were made in his image and in his likeness. I want you to know that you are enough. I want you to know that you can make it. I want you to know that God has a specific plan and purpose for your life. I want you to know that God's grace is sufficient. I want you to know that even though you may have made some poor choices or bad decisions in your life, God is going to turn it around for your good. Even though you may have experienced alcohol abuse, drug abuse, sexual abuse, God is able to recover you. God is able to restore you. God is able to heal you. God is able to give you new life. And he's standing at the door of your heart, knocking on the door of your heart, asking to come in so that he can have a relationship with you, asking to come in so that he can heal you, really heal you, asking to come in so that he can give you the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that doesn't make sense, the peace that allows you to walk in joy. And he is able to give you the life that you could never imagine. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart the things that God has in store for them that love him. I truly believe that your best days and your blessed days are ahead of you. The worst for you is over. God has brighter things in store for you, better days ahead for you, and you can look forward to your future with hope, because God is going to do some things in your life. Yes, you may not deserve them, but because he's full of grace and full of mercy, he is going to do some things in your life that's going to blow your natural mind. Glory to God. And I want to let you know that you are good enough. No, none of us are worthy, but in God's eyes, we are good enough, because we were made in his image and in his likeness, and we are his children. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So trust and know that God has better things in store for you. Yes, I know what the devil meant for evil. God has worked for your good. And I want you to know, beloved, that depression cannot stop you. Anxiety will not stop you. Fear will not stop you. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Thank you so much for listening. My time is up, but I want you to understand that everything you've gone through has been purposeful. The good, the bad, and the ugly. God can take what was bad and work it for your good. And I truly believe that this is going to be a week of breakthrough and victory for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. It's hope, that's what it is.